Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Big teeth who tormented her citizens has just announced she is leaving office where she was moments ago.
Announcing that I will not be seeking re-election. And that my term as Prime Minister will conclude no later than the 7th of February.
Most authoritarian leader that country has ever had, and no one else comes close. An appalling abuser of human rights of her own people. She, of course, earned the admiration of Western leaders, including former CIA director Michael Hayden, by ushering in an era of near totalitarianism in New Zealand. She shut down the entire country over a single COVID case. She told everyone to stay in their bubbles. She told citizens to inform on their neighbors by calling the police if they saw them outside. I'm not making this up, by the way. We kept a video record. Here's some of it.
Stay local. And do not congregate. Don't talk to your neighbours. Please keep to your bubbles. It comes down again to those very simple principles. We know from overseas cases of the Delta variant that it can be spread by people simply walking past one another. So keep those movements outside to the bare minimum.
If someone refuses in our facilities to be tested, they have to keep staying. So they won't be able to leave after 14 days. They have to stay on for another 14 days. So it's a pretty good incentive. You either get your tests done and make sure you're cleared, or we will keep you in a facility longer. So I think most people will look at that and say, I'll take the test.
You can now see family and friends again in their homes and use the bathroom inside. Luxury.
What are the chances she was a puppet of the Chinese government? We don't have enough evidence to prove that, but we would rate that as about 100% likely.
And who is the main agent of the Chinese government? You said China is the model a month ago. Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, that is the criminal consortium that the big megabanks use to merge us with communist China. He got hounded by reporters last night. Victor Borla got destroyed by rebel media in the most epic tag team you're ever going to see. That's coming up. We have all this news of the globalist and their whole agenda falling apart at every level because it's their great reset. It's their war for the world. And as humanity wakes up to the fact that they're waging war against us, they're going to be in the spotlight, something they didn't want to be in. They want to be in the spotlight as our saviors, not the ones causing all the big problems. So you have the out-of-control protege of Klaus Schwab in New Zealand. We have guests from New Zealand joining us in the fourth hour to talk about it. Being singled out by Klaus Schwab and the UN as the twin prodigy that they said was the best example of what they want. And, of course, the other twin is Trudeau of Canada and then Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand. And they follow exactly what they're told to do. They follow the exact same draconian enslavement policies. And Tucker did a great job last night, but he didn't get the worst clips. I mean, she said, don't talk to your neighbors. She said, don't look at the sun. She said, if you don't take your shots, you're never going to be allowed to leave your home. She said, we are radically changing civilization. We're going to ban cows. We're going to ban your sheep. We're a coffee. You can't have coffee. It's hurting the climate. The woman is a mouthpiece of the New World Order. And she has been massively rejected. Polls show she's got about 20% support. So the election's coming up, so she's resigning instead of that happening. And there are reports of criminal investigations now in New Zealand about money and payoffs. Same thing in Australia of government ministers by Pfizer and by Moderna and by all the rest of these criminal groups who we are identifying like flipping the lights on at midnight and catching the cockroaches on the dinner table, having the dregs of what's left of your food. It's all coming up today. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! I mean, we are blowing their New World Order to bits. Yeah! Get some. Get some.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalists and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The mission is not impossible. 30 years ago, I would read the New American Magazine put out by the John Birch Society with these incredible quotes by corporate heads of industry, banking dynasty families, so-called world leaders. They were calling for world government, an end of the family, cutting off our resources, bringing in neo-feudalism, using environmentalism. And I said, if this is true, I've got to fight this. And I didn't just believe the New American. I went to the libraries and I pulled the books they were quoting, and guess what? Exactly what they said was in the books written by Prince Charles, written by François Mitterrand, saying he worships Lucifer, the former French president. And so I said, I got to get more. So then, they didn't really have Amazon back then. I tried to find them in bookstores and things. I started going to the UT library every week. Ooh, I started checking the microfiche. And all of a sudden, they'd have librarians come out from behind the thing and say, we've seen you've been here 4 or 5 hours today. Are you going to UT? Why do you care about all this? Most people don't come in here and do this unless they're PhD students. And I said, oh, I'm just pulling these quotes up, like David Rockefeller in the New York Times saying we're going to create Mao Zedong communism in America, and he's the model of the world, and we're backing Mao Zedong. And the librarians, I probably went down there 50 times, started helping me, saying, ooh, would you like more? We've got a big area that's off limits, the stacks. Come back next week. We'll have some things for you. And they would let me then photograph and video it right there at UT. And it was exciting. I was 19 years old when I was going down to UT, about a year and a half before I started going on air on local access TV. And the adventure of it, learning that they'd actually years before been pushing this, but because of major heat on it, in the 80s and a little bit of the 90s, they kind of backed up while they were working behind the scenes. And I got more and more into reading books they'd written 30, 40, 50 years previous, and I noticed everything they said they'd do in the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, I was living under. I was seeing exactly what they said they were going to do in my personal life. Here's an example. We played Paul Ehrlich, one of their top gurus, calling for forced depopulation and all the rest of it, with the population bomb and all those books pushed by the system. He was the most common, like, record guest that Johnny Carson had on, because he was basically ordered to push it. And there's Paul Ehrlich saying, we're going to take control of the media and advertise families are bad and make male role models look bad to break down society, and we're going to depopulate you. We're going to set the taxes up so high that you can't afford to have children. And you're sitting there watching that clip from 1970. I wasn't even a twinkle in my mother's eye at that point. Didn't exist yet. And there he was laying out the course. And that's why I knew. I went, wait a minute. Okay, it's the early 1990s. And if they did everything they said they did pretty much on schedule, and it's horrible, and the next thing they say is they're going to release bioweapon plagues, they're going to lock us down, they're going to cut off the resources, they're going to cut off our gas pipelines, they're going to implode our borders. If I start warning people about the really horrible stuff they're planning, I'll get made fun of at first. Some will listen because they see the documents, but it won't matter. So many people will be warned that when they finally launch the next big, really horrible phase, the real takeover, humanity will rally and be ready. Here's an analogy. You know, let's say you're in a bathroom and you're in the stall. People don't know you're in there. And two men are talking about how they're going to rob the bank down the street. And you leave, you call the police, and they don't really quite listen to you, but you still go and you tell the bank, hey, I hear you're going to get robbed. And then you have credibility when the bank is robbed, okay? So that's what we did, folks, and that's why they're in so much trouble right now. Because we've been planting seeds, planting seeds, planting seeds. You've been planting seeds, planting seeds, planting seeds, beautifully, going through hell, being attacked, being ostracized, being deplatformed, being censored, being harassed, all of it. But now, we're not being caught flat-footed, and as people see the full horror of this and realize what's happening, it's game over. And here's an example. Whether you're on Instagram, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on Twitter, whether you're on Reddit, the comments are now 99%, even on liberal sites, 99% saying screw the New World Order, screw Bill Gates, screw Klaus Schwab, screw the UN. So they have these talking heads on TV making it look like the facade's still there and everybody's buying into it. They're not, folks. And I say this every day, and Gab McGinnis was on a few days ago. He saw the same thing. When Trump first got elected, he was getting 30, 40% hate. Now he's getting 99% love. And we're getting the same thing. When I go out on the street, I get love, 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 love now. Whereas just a couple years ago, I was getting 20% hate. And it was rough to go out to dinner. It was rough to walk down the street. Not now. They failed, ladies and gentlemen. You're not Gab McGinnis, you're not Alex Jones. Thank your lucky stars, you're not, because we're targets. But it was worth it to do it. We get to know the amount of love because we are prominent and people see us. And I can tell you, it's the same thing with Tucker Carlson. All he gets is love. And Joe Rogan, all he gets is love fighting the New World Order. So all they get is hate. All they get is criminal investigations. All they get is to go to prison. All they get is to be known as the eugenicist control freaks, financed by the British Crown for 170 years to set up a world government eugenics operation. I'm not blaming the British people or what you even think of as the British Crown. The British Crown isn't even German. It's not English. It's not House of Windsor. It's one of the oldest royal houses in the world, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. And there are some nasty, nasty folks, and they intermarried in the last 200 years with the Rothschilds and have made this satanic hybrid bloodline that is just off the charts bad news. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And this is a really big moment we're at. Now, they're panicked. They're scared. Their body language is they think they're all about to be put in prison. They're going to hit us with cyber attacks and power outages. They're probably going to go ahead and try to have World War III. They don't give up. They don't stop. And so I'm just saying to the intelligence agencies and to the governments, everybody else that's been following orders, you're betting on an insane horse. You're betting on all of our own destruction. Just don't follow their orders. You don't have to have a war. Don't have to have a civil war. Don't have to kill each other. Don't have to do any of this stupid stuff. Just stop following the criminal orders. And do stuff like the Secret Service and NYPD and everybody gave us the info, the specifics of him crapping his pants. And that's just an example of letting them know, talking about Joe Biden, letting them know, and it's since come out that he's mad about that and doesn't trust the Secret Service. Well, they don't trust you, okay? And even somebody who's a social climber and likes to be around power, at a certain point, those officers aren't all bad people. But even the ones that are bad, those agents, I mean, is this a suicide pact? I mean, do you really want to not have beef and not have coffee and not have electricity? And do you really want your kids to have no future? I mean, really, this is stupid. There is no reason to go along with these psychotics that cooked up a long-term eugenics plan with Francis Galton. Watch my film Endgame if you want to live. It's all there. Their whole plan, where they say, we're about to become aliens. We're about to become gods. We don't believe in God or aliens, but we with science are going to transcend and become God. I've got quote after quote after quote. What did John Kerry say on Monday? We're saving the earth. We're the guardians of the planet. It's like we're aliens here to save you. I read their writings. They are lunatics. And you notice how fast that arrogant con game with the Prime Minister of New Zealand fades, and she's basically up there crying and panicked and obviously drugged out of her mind, being a servant of evil. You look at her 10 years ago, a nice, pretty, sweet-looking woman. 10 years under Satan's control, she's a husk, ladies and gentlemen. And why would you want to serve these people? Why would you want to sign on to this? Elon Musk has come out and said the WEF is an unelected world government the people never ask for and don't want. Woohoo! Not supposed to talk about that. It's all coming out. Praise Jesus. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attack on us. They're setting up classical authoritarian tyranny with a high-tech overlay. We're in a lot of trouble, but at least we're waking up and we're getting in a fighting stance, and our enemies are scared, and they understand they are surrounded by people, the police and the military and the maids that clean their beds and the people that cook their food and the people that pump their gas and the people that fly their jets who hate them. If I'm getting 99% love, I don't mean just a few people I walk down the street. It's like I walk down the street, it's Alex Jones, we love you, Alex Jones, we love you, Alex Jones, we love you. You've seen me try to shoot a video anywhere, and people just start walking over. High fine. Everywhere the globalists go, they're getting hate. They wanted to be the big corporate leaders. They wanted to be the world government controllers. They wanted to sell us how we'd own nothing and have nothing and love it. But what they thought was going to happen isn't happening now because we know they're evil. I'm getting some of the latest videos from Davos today and yesterday, and Vorla being confronted masterfully, tag-teamed by two rebel media reporters who I admire so much, both men's work. But let's go back to Klaus Schwab about a year and a half ago, where he said COVID will be looked at like nothing compared to the cyber attack, and he is basically having an orgasm while he says it, because they love telling you what they're going to do to you. Just like when Fauci, right when Trump had been elected, said, Trump will be faced with a new pandemic. We'll see how he handles it. These criminals love to brag. And the trajectory we're on is criminal investigations have already begun. They are in deep trouble. And they know, as the minions of the actual owners above them, which are only a few hundred people, they are the top echelon of managers. They know they're going to get flushed now. They know they're in danger now. So they're circling the wagons with CIA chiefs and FBI directors and EU intelligence directors saying, don't worry, we're going to censor the American people. Don't worry, we're going to stop them. We're going to pass hate speech laws. We're going to arrest them. Well, that's what tyrants do, and that historically backfires 90-plus percent of the time. And it will in the West more than other countries. That's why Greta Thunberg staged her own arrest in Germany. It's totally fake. Real police with cameras and with the whole cameras action. We have all that footage. They want to look like they're being arrested and they're fighting the man when they are the man. Kind of like that ridiculous footage of AOC a few months ago, where she put her hands behind her back with the Capitol Police, and they acted like they arrested her. The police working with them to stage the event, and they're ordered to do it. How did the cops feel after they do that, and then they see it on the news that it was real? And they've got their political police that are happy to be part of this lie. They're running out of options, and they know we're watching everything they do. And the more they try to censor us, the more they try to intimidate us, the more the people of the world say, we are not your slaves, scumbags. Get off of our lawn. Leave us alone. Go back to hell where you came from. Get away from our children, you pedophiles, you sick, evil, degenerate freaks. Here's Klaus Schwab a year and a half ago, then we'll play some of the latest clips from Davos where they're then echoing his talking point.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
I could talk for 20 hours just on that 40-second, 30-second clip. Who's trying to cut the power off? Who's trying to cut the energy off? Who says they want a post-industrial world? Who says COVID was good for shutting down society to save the Earth? Klaus Schwab. But then he shifts gears and, oh, the terrorists are going to launch the attack. It will be far worse. Oh, yes. And they control the intelligence agencies at the top. They control the industry. They control the grid. And they're shutting down all the different independents. So they have total control to hold us hostage. They're passing laws across Europe banning domestic air travel because that's bad for the Earth. But the elites can fly. More headlines here today. Put down that cup of coffee. You're causing climate change. They're a mafia taking over every facet of business and industry so only they can operate. So there's a bunch of these clips, but here's one of them. WEF declaring the pandemic is far from over. Yeah, they want to keep that going forever, but I want to give the clip where UN Secretary General openly commands politicians around the world to shape public opinion. There's another one here. Let's play clip three first. WEF is now predicting catastrophic global cyber attacks in the next 2 years. Global catastrophic from the people we know brought you COVID and brought you the poison shots and brought you the unified lockdowns and the vaccine passport that is to be the foundation, in their own words, of the new global digital currency that controls every facet of your life. Global digital currency, global social credit scores, universal basic income by bankrupting everybody for full control. That's their holy grails. That's what's got to be fought. Here's the clip.
We're here today to share the findings of the World Economic Forum's Global Security Outlook Report 2023. This is the result of research in collaboration with the forum's communities and our partner Accenture, in which we've interviewed and sought input from over 300 executives globally. The most striking finding that we found is that 93% of cyber leaders and 86% of cyber business leaders believe that the geopolitical instability makes a catastrophic cyber event likely in the next 2 years.
And then when they and their partners at Chaos, at Spectre, launch the attacks that match their Extinction Rebellion post-industrial operation, they'll be the saviors. The media will go, oh, my gosh, Klaus Schwab predicted the deadly virus that would never let us come back to normal, the new normal. You will eat the bugs. And then, oh, Klaus Schwab predicted the cyber attack. How did he know? Such a sweet little old man. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back and just run through all of this because, and I got a bunch of clips we haven't gotten to. And then there's all these other big subjects that all tie into this together. But Jacinda Ardern looks really scared up there when she resigned, didn't she? Because she knows. She followed orders, and now she knows everybody around her hates her. People are waking up fast that she did it, that she's a mass murderer. And what is she going to do now that she sold her soul to Klaus Schwab? They now realize they wanted a war with us. They got one.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left, and when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again.
We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
So does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Darren Beatty's joining us in the second hour with big news, and then Mike Adams says he's got gigantic news, and he never disappoints. In the third hour, then we're interviewing folks from New Zealand, journalists there, about the resignation of one of the darlings of Klaus Schwab. She's been singled out, and Trudeau's been singled out, as an example of global government through the WEF and the UN. And the WEF is very powerful, folks. They're not just high-level managers. 3 months ago, they signed a treaty with the UN, basically merging with the UN leadership, not the General Assembly, but the actual, you know, UN corporate board that the Rockefellers set up in 1946 in Presidio, San Francisco, Presidio Naval Base there in San Francisco. Because you always have the original corporate charter that runs it, then you'll have elected boards and bureaus that have no power. The EU is a steel treaty from 1956, the Treaty of Rome. And that's why you have an unelected EU bureaucracy that actually runs it, and then you have an elected EU parliament that is advisory. But that, more and more, is turning completely against them, and it's still a bully pulpit that's bringing down the unelected nature of it. That's why we have the vice president of the European Union, the unelected European Union board, saying, well, I have talked to you, I have talked to the American, she's looking at Republican congressman, and I hear you're going to be banning a speech soon. Excellent job. Played the clip twice yesterday. I mean, these are super villain moments. And I've got more here. We are now going to ban your bee. Ha, so good for you. I mean, I've got it all right here. And so remember, these are the people, when you see propaganda in Hollywood or propaganda on the news or propaganda in your children's books or magazines, this is the people running it. They're up there saying, we've got to intensify propaganda. We've got to shut down all our opposition. We've got to control everybody. Senator Manchin says, an open press is a problem in America. He's now walking back the remark after backlash, but he said, the problem is we've got too much of a free press and too many platforms. That's a quote. Want to hear it again? That's a villain. Chilling like a villain. That's bad people. So let me do this. There's too many of these clips. Let's just start going through them, and I'll comment on each clip after I hit them. But what is the name of my book that just came out 6 months ago and was number one for a time in the world? The Great Reset and the War for the World. And in the book, we explain it. We just identify these people and show how they operate and show they're really private corporations that want to knock out all their competition with a green straitjacket of control that has nothing to do with helping the environment. But they're transhumanist. It's game over for them. And now you see what's starting to happen. Opposition is exploding. They admit on all their panels, basically everybody hates them. The whole world's turned against them, and they're getting their asses kicked, and they don't know what to do. So they call in intelligence agency heads, military heads, NATO's head, and they say, don't worry, we'll deal with these people. Yep, that's how it works. And now you're going to physically come after us, aren't you? I know that's how it works. And then now we draw you out, just like Christ did. I'm not good like Christ, but I'm trying to be Christ-like. We draw you out, and you strike us down, and we become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. And we're an example to all the young ones watching when we get cut down. Go ahead. Right here. Come on. And I'm not like some suicide bomber that wants to be crushed. But I've made the decision that I'm happy about it if it does happen. Because I have forced them into a decision they know will hurt them. But they can't help it. They want the power now. So they strike me down with a fake indictment, or they kill me, or whatever it is they pull. You know it's not true. I'll never commit suicide. I'll never be violent to my family. I'll never, because you see these murder-suicides they do where they go and they kill the wife, they kill the kids, and they kill the dad and say the dad did it. That's their favorite thing to their political enemies. But we've got some mitigating things to stop them from pulling that off against me. But just know this. We're in the big leagues. The viewers and listeners are in the big league. This is a real war, folks. It's in the game, and the public's finally going, whoa, this is real? Not just our longtime audience that are the shock troops that knew before other people, but now the general public's getting it very, very quickly. There's still a big dumbed-down mass of people that don't know what time it is and can't find their ass with both hands, but it never takes a majority to defeat tyranny, only a small, focused, determined minority. And if you compare other revolutions that have been peacefully carried out, you have bigger numbers, you can do it peacefully in a velvet cultural revolution. We have some of the biggest numbers any revolution's ever had. And we have an elite that is extremely hated and disgusting and eating its own, and it's all folding in on itself right now. It's all folding in. It's there. The snake is eating its tail right now. So we've really reached a very powerful moment in history. And I'm going to get to all those clips and more ahead of our special guest joining us. But I wanted to spend a little time on this. I saw this news item and it made me think of this. I'm looking for my nitric oxide bottle I had over here. But we can just show it to you on the camera over there. Look at this headline out of the New York Post. Men who use Viagra are 25% less likely to suffer early death in a USC major study with over 70,000 adult men. And they found that what is in the Viagra, to make a long story short, creates more nitric oxide and other things that allows oxygen to be carried better through the blood and helps open up pathways into the cells of key nutrients that the heart and cardiovascular system needs. Big report on that front. Now, the reason I raise that is, what did Dr. Judy Mikovits say on the show yesterday? She said, I really love your nitric oxide product. She said, I've looked at it. It's a really good, strong dose of all those key compounds that your heart really, really needs, your cardiovascular system, especially with all the crazy stuff in the environment and what's going on with these spike proteins and things, not just from the vaccine, but from the virus itself. So one of the biggest things they tell you to do is drink a lot of water, exercise. And now they're saying actually fatty diets are better for your heart, but not trans fat, not cooked fats, not artificial fats. They're terrible. But this is one of the big things you can do. Vitamin D3 is so important for the heart. Zinc is important for the heart. Obviously, magnesium is critical to the heart. We have a very nice double magnesium product that has both types of magnesium, both the good types. Most brands only have one or the other. We have both. That's back in stock, a limited supply of our great fizzy magnesium. And we've got so many great products. But everybody, I can have an overhead shot, I'll show you, should go there and read about Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWarsMD and read the ingredients that are in this and what each one of these ingredients does for your cardiovascular system, your heart, your brain, and everything else. But you really do need to check out Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And what else is on sale? This is the biggest sale of the year so far. It's as big as our Christmas sale. The Alex Jones is Right emergency sale. Get it 50% off on top-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund free speech. And folks have been coming through and buying a lot of product. So I thank you all for keeping us on air. You're amazing. Immune Support, 40% off, selling out, ending soon. Brain Force and Brain Force Ultra, 50% off, ending soon, it's selling out. Whole Food Multivitamin from Super Organic Sources, 40% off, ending soon. Vitamin C with zinc, 1,100%. Of their daily allowance of that, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade krill oil, 40% off. So good for your brain, everything else. Pain MD, our newest line of products. It's a private label of a top all-natural pain reliever system in the United States. It's a private label of that. Pain MD is incredible. 40% off. 1776 Testosterone Boost, same thing. Private label of the top-selling testosterone, natural testosterone product in the country. 1776 Testosterone Boost, 40% off. X7 Diet Force, selling out. It's amazing. Naturally helps you lose weight. 40% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing for your immune system and more. With calcium, 50% off. And it goes on and on. Big, huge sale. Back in stock. Vaso Beats, Alpha Power, Living Defense, Fizzy Magnesium, and now Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Massive news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Take the journey to the bright midnight. Gotta love it. End of the line for the New World Order. Oh, in the process, they'll take over and mass murdering more people. And it's going to be a terrible situation we're going to go through in the next 10 years. But they'll lose in the end. That's what really matters, right? Protect the children. In the end, bring them to justice. The more we expose them, the harder their plan's going to be. And the lighter their attacks in the long run will be. Or we could really cause an explosive awakening. And if people really got how serious this was on a faster rate, we could really derail this situation, and God will give us a reprieve like they got in Nineveh for 100 years. But it's up to you, folks. It really is. Up to you. Okay, here's a bunch of clips I want to play from this self-appointed group, global government, as Elon Musk said. Elon Musk nailed it when he came out and he said that the WEF is an unelected world government the people never asked for and don't want. See how popular it is now to come out against the global government, the New World Order? Because this is the moment of truth. See, they're not in beta anymore. They're in operations, as I've told you 1,000 times. And operations are real bad. And if I didn't know that life's eternal, if I didn't know that we're judged by God and we're being tested, I love my family so much, and I love life so much, I would join these people. But folks, this is all just a test. And I just can't bring myself to be part of enslaving and killing you. And I'm going to tell you again, I've been offered to join these people. I would be there right now with them, guaranteed. They wanted me to be the leader of the opposition, basically, and only take things so far. Rothkopf said it in front of John Harmon, right in front of my producer. And other ones have told me that as well. That I could still do a lot of what I want, but still work for them and kind of be one polar opposite of what they're doing in a false Overton window. Whereas I'm really over here for pure human liberty. They wanted me to kind of be the leader of it, but not go all the way. And that's how they get people to sell out. And then you find yourself, when you sell out like that, historically moving more and more towards them. So that's how they get you sell out. Oh, you can keep most of your morals. You can keep most of what you're going to do. You can do that. Just bend a little to us. And then you find you've bent all the way. Well, not for me. I know it's not for you. So let's go to these clips. Here's WEF declaring the pandemic is far from over.
And I'm really delighted to see this room full because it means that, you know, COVID fatigue has not fully set in and that people are still interested and eager and committed to appreciating that this pandemic is not over. Far from it, actually. We have to avoid prematurely talking about this pandemic being over. Yes, this pandemic is far from over. The vaccine not only protects individuals from transmission and severity.
So she comes back with the old lie that's all disproven, and they knew it was a lie. Here's Stephanie Mansell, CEO of Moderna, says the pandemic's still ongoing, and we all know there will be other outbreaks and pandemics. Yes, that you use for full control. It's their whole business plan. Here it is.
A lot of countries are forgetting. The pandemic is still ongoing, still as we say, no. A lot of people are dying every day, but a lot of governments are moved to other things, and that's a problem because we need investments in public health infrastructure, in healthcare workers, in genomic surveillance. There's so many pieces that need to happen. I mean, industry can do so much, but we need the governments to really keep at it because we all know there's going to be other outbreaks, there's going to be, God forbid, another pandemic, and we need to be much better prepared that time. Very excited now that we are building a factory in Canada. We already broke ground in the fall. We're building a factory in Australia. We are going to start a factory this quarter in the UK. And we're also going to start building a factory in Kenya. We're talking to a couple more countries because I would really like on every continent to have mRNA capacity.
And all over the world, they're getting rid of the normal testing and getting rid of the animal testing and going right to humans without trials with mRNA for cancer and for depression and for drug abuse and for the flu and for the cold. You see? And boy, if you thought the COVID shots were bad, wait till you get these. And you heard Harari last week say, we need the governments to help them do it. We'll take over their bodies. I mean, it's just ridiculous how villainous these people are. Here's clip 10. Richard Edelman, CEO of the world's largest PR company, tells businesses to deprive social media platforms that spread disinformation of oxygen. What nice people. Here it is.
So I think the first thing that, because I mostly work with business, that business needs to do is deprive platforms that spread disinformation of oxygen. Stop advertising. Pull your promotion money. Make sure that they understand that they have a consequential impact on society. And the boycott of Twitter for several months has had a modest impact, but I think the Facebook one failed. But the necessity of getting it right in the platforms that are probably primary source information for a third to 40% of people is urgent.
And Facebook literally censors almost anything that promotes any form of freedom. Now, it's the worst. But Zuckerberg didn't give them full control of the platform for themselves. So there's bullying and battling going on to get it. So they want full, absolute control of what you can say and do. And they now admit they're doing it, but they're not villains at all. Here's Siemens chairman. If a billion people stop eating meat, it will have a big impact. And he predicts this new wonderful synthetic beef that he's telling you is going to be so delicious and produces zero carbon. So again, they're telling you, first, coal power plants are bad. They put off carbon dioxide. The plants breathe. Now cows are bad. Coffee's bad. You're bad. You're carbon. Here it is.
It's a very important point that you are addressing. My daughter, 24,
inspired me and said, Dad, how can you advocate for these zero carbon value chains if you still eat meat? And so I stopped eating meat. Now the math would say, well, you need to stop eating meat 11 years to compensate for a flight to Thailand. Yes, but if 1 billion people stop eating meat, I tell you it has a big impact. Not only does it have a big impact on the current food system, but it will also inspire innovation of food systems. And I predict that we will have proteins not coming from meat in the future. They will probably taste even better. So why are we trying to mimic meat if we can have a better taste? They will be zero carbon and much healthier than the kind of food that we eat today. That is a mission that we need to get on. I can inspire you to maybe look at an organization called EAT, easy to remember, EAT, who have all the facts on this and who have the policies necessary, the innovations necessary, and the scale necessary in order to make food systems sustainable and healthy.
We're talking about stuff grown in laboratories with all these new artificial poisons, and we know in all the studies the shell of bugs is very toxic and carcinogenic. And now they want to make you eat bugs. They're making kids do it all over the world right now. So this is a very systematic, very evil plan. As John Kerry said, it's almost extraterrestrial. Wink, wink. Yeah, letting you know right there what's going on here, folks. And they're like, hey, don't worry. We got the big dog on our side. We're going to get these people. We got advanced knowledge. Yeah, well, we're jacked into something a lot bigger than your God. Bible tells you, fallen entities on the planet, right out of visual light spectrum. And that's who they're getting their advice from. I've been around them. I know them, folks. I know the globalists. They get on their damn knees to these things. It's 100% real. Let's go ahead and go to the next clip here. Here's the UN Secretary General openly commands politicians around the world to shape public opinion themselves and take the orders of the UN. Here it is.
But politicians need to understand, and sometimes we are faced with this kind of challenges. It is better to take today decisions that will eventually be not popular, but it will be essential to be able to shape the public opinion itself.
All right, I got a bunch with Al Gore, and we've got the footage. I know it came out days ago, but now they have all the side footage where it's a film crew, real police there, Greta Thunberg, Germany. They're laughing, they're joking, they're high-fiving the police. We got a director out saying camera action, all of it. And then the news is still saying it's real and she got arrested. I mean, it's just next level. These people are disgusting. Guarantee you that pig eats meat. Guarantee you that pig flies around on private jets. We know she does, but she doesn't want you to have it because she's a degenerate pig. We'll be right back with hour number two and so much more. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's your-